Yeah, I mean, it's the first time you get to work with those guys. You get to see them athletically, size-wise, how they move, teach them things, see how they pick up, and then just try and mix them in with the veteran guys. But it's our first initial exposure. We still have a long time before in training camp. And to say it's vital, probably not, but it's a good intro to what we're going to be doing. Well, you're trying to educate them on how roster makeup goes. The reality is most every one of these guys have been all-conference or all-American, or they've been getting a lot of burn on offense and defense. So there's a lot of guys who come in to this league and their roles kind of get defined in a way that if they're going to play on Sunday and they're going to be active on Sunday, they might have to have a special teams role. You try to tell them that, but as they get more and more exposure to the veteran players, those guys kind of let them know. Yeah, I mean, for a lot of guys, they're not used to playing coverage type things when they're offensive players. He obviously has that background. Most guys did it in high school or whatever, but you know, being whatever it was 3 or 4 years ago, you know he can tackle. You know he's a willing player. You like everything about him athletically, and hopefully that translates. Well, number one, ball security. You know, our number one goal of our return game is always going to be to give the ball back to the offense. Every guy is different. You know, I've coached bigger guys, smaller guys, faster guys. The ball security thing is always going to be a common trait. But, you know, we're going to scheme our return stuff based on whatever the player does well. And that's still yet to be determined. That whoever that guy is going to win that job in training camp and end of the season. They realize they're competing with everybody else on the roster. They realize they're competing with the guys league-wide who are on rosters. And somebody will emerge in that role.